Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You. I'm Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine, the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and your host. I hope you're all having a great weekend so far and appreciate your taking the time to join us. Our topic today is about forgiveness. All our lives, we're taught to forgive others, but what about forgiving yourself, which for most people is harder to do? To cover this topic with us is Greg Skibinski, who is rejoining us today on Healthy You. Greg is a certified multiple addictions counselor with Agape Counseling. You may recognize the counseling group Agape, as they've done several articles in Healthy Cells magazine. Now, if you're just tuning in with us this morning, Greg Skibinski is the executive director for all of the Agape Counseling Group, which has offices in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington. He specializes in working with individuals and their spouses with regards to chemical and behavioral abuse and dependency issues. Welcome back to the show, Greg.
And it's great to be back, Kim. Thanks.
Okay, let's talk about forgiveness, because that is such a big thing. And actually, before we were coming on air, we were talking about Don Henley's song, Forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah.
So why is learning to forgive yourself a lot harder than forgiving others?
Well, you know, I think previously we had been talking about kind of shame and guilt and kind of the difference between those, you know, in the previous show. And shame is that still that I am bad, where guilt is I've done something bad. And I think that a lot of times that other people, when people do us wrong and we look at them, we can see the hurt on their face. And it's oftentimes it's easy for us to kind of forgive them. You know, and so when we look at ourselves, it looks different. It feels different within us. You know, it's much easier for us to kind of forgive someone than it is to kind of forgive ourselves, to really kind of take a look at that. Like, we want, for some reason, we like want to hold on to whatever that negative feeling is when it comes to ourselves. So forgiveness is one of those things where it's a way of kind of like trying to release some of that.
Mm-hmm. Can learning forgiveness enhance your health?
And you know what? I think the answer to that question is a definite yes. Forgiveness can prevent disease within us. It's just the way that negativity kind of sits. It can enhance relationships with people. And through that, I think it just has a way of making us feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're not holding on to the negative stuff. We're not holding on to the dark stuff. So it has a really kind of a more of a positive effect. And you know, I think that when we have that positive outlook on things, it just affects everything that we do. Relationships with people, our life, our work, and you know, relationships with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very, very beneficial.
Mm-hmm. I also think, too, a lot of people, if they cannot forgive themselves about things, they become bitter, such as they would hold a grudge against other people too. And I know we'll talk about this more.
Yeah.
But you just think it ties in with high blood pressure.
Oh, sure.
You know, headaches. I mean, just a lot of things that can come out stemming from within.
There's a lot of you know, a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that goes along with that too. So you know, when we're feeling stress, it has an impact on our hearts. You know, so things
right.
like heart disease, hypertension. It has an effect on all of that. I
mm-hmm.
think that, you know, there's been countless studies that have shown that kind of stress and anger just worsen diseases,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we already have. Things like cancer, you know, we talked about heart disease, and even some of our autoimmune disorders that are out there.
Right.
It just has a way of kind of just affecting our own immune system, which makes us more prone to be like for colds and flus
mm-hmm.
and
they
all
have evidence for that now.
They do.
Yeah.
They
which
do.
Which is really interesting. Now, let's back up a minute here, Greg. What is the definition of forgiveness?
Well, I think one of them that's out there is that, you know, forgiveness consists primarily of taking less personal offense, reducing anger and the blaming of the person who might have offended us in some way, shape, or form, and then developing a better understanding of kind of the situations that lead to hurt and then kind of also lead to the anger, you know, that we hold on to. I think it's also one of those things, too, that a lot of times the negativity that we hold on to, you know, that we also kind of – we need to learn how to kind of forgive ourselves, because I think we tend to be our own worst critic.
Yes.
You know, we all have that little negative voice or a voice in our head, and it tends to be negative. You know, some even me, you know, sometimes it tends to be more negative. And so what you have to do, that you know, is that no one can beat us up better than how we can beat up ourselves. So we have to become more aware of that voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we there is that negativity that's in there, that we just kind of have to learn how to kind of let that go.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. We are our own worst critics. And I think, too, if we were raised in an environment that was highly critical, mm-hmm. it's even more so.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's one of those things where it's kind of like your thoughts. I kind of use the example or a metaphor like the ball on top of the hill. You know, that when we kind of internalize something that's going on and we start to kind of think about it and focus on it, that it very easily can turn really negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's one of those things that if we dwell on it long enough, you know, it could take us to that dark place, you know, like even within ourselves, and we can just get bombarded. That's that, you know, I think spiritual warfare has a way of kind of doing that too, where Satan just wants to attack us.
Exactly.
You know? God wants us to be happy. He wants to be healthy. He wants us to be joyous and free. And I think a lot of times that ball at the top of the hill and the negative thoughts, it's a kind of a way for Satan to shoot his arrow into us and kind of take us to that dark place and keep us from kind of being happy and healthy.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, is that people get so obsessed with things sometimes with themselves, they become totally self-focused.
Oh, definitely.
Which just adds fuel to the fire, you
know?
So now how do you know when it's time to forgive yourself?
Well, you know, I think that when you see that resentment is kind of interfering with your life,
mm-hmm.
That you just kind of have more of a tend to have more of a negative outlook on things,
mm-hmm.
you know, you hold on to that negative feelings and thoughts, and what tends to happen is it kind of starts to come out of your pores. You know, it might be like the little being short with people, like the little snide comments that kind of tend to come out, you know, when they shouldn't, or you know, that remark or that thing that you didn't think first,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I'm guilty of sometimes, you know, and
sure.
it's just more of a impulsive reaction, and it comes out like, wow, I shouldn't have said that. Like, what's going on here? You know, there's something that goes, you know, within us. And I think going back to what we had been talking about, shame and guilt, that I have a lot of clients that battle with addictions. You know, so in their past, there's a lot of things that they have done that they tend to hold on to, you know, and sometimes some of that does go back to their childhood, you know, and I think that when people start thinking back to mistakes that they've made, which I think we're all guilty, we're not perfect, you know, only God is, and we do make mistakes, we have to give ourselves some grace with that.
Mm-hmm.
But when in the work that I do with people, as they go back and they start thinking and remembering things of their childhood or maybe when their addiction began, you know, that when they do that, they start to see some of the choices that they made. And some of that was based on the addiction, but then some of that was just based on the fact of their age at the time. You know, that they might have been an adolescent or a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they're a grown adult and they look back at that, they're trying to look back at it with adult eyes rather than the eyes that they had back when they were younger,
mm-hmm.
you know, for some of the choices. So I think it's kind of, you know, important for people to kind of take a look at that seriously, but then also to kind of have the grace and learn how to forgive themselves for some of the mistakes that they made.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, speaking of mistakes, now, why does forgiving require being specific?
Well, you know, there's an old saying that's out there that if you can name it, you can tame it. So by taking a look at the what that specific thing was that you feel like you need that forgiveness from, you take ownership and responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like I was saying before, like if it was something that happened back when you were younger or a teenager, you still need to kind of take responsibility for that because it was a choice that you made.
Absolutely. You own it.
Right, right. You know, and I think that that's kind of where, too, again, kind of like, you know, whether if it was a mistake or whether it was something that was due to an addiction at the particular time, you know, the people who come into my office, I share this with them fairly often that after meeting with them for a while, they're really good people. You know, they're in there and you could just tell, you know, you could tell what's on their heart. And yeah, there are some dark places that are on there because of some of the choices that they made. But those choices come from their head. not their heart. Mm-hmm. And that's also in your head. That's where addiction is, because addiction is a brain disease. So a lot of the choices that they have made have been impacted by that. So they need to kind of understand that there's a difference going on there. Mm-hmm. They're a good person on the inside, and a lot of people see that around them, like within their family. But they're hard on themselves because of the choices and the decisions that they've made. But that impact comes from their head, mm-hmm. and that's where that addictive part is. So we really kind of work on learning how they can kind of learn to forgive themselves mm-hmm. for some of those choices and what impact. But they did make those choices, so they need to take responsibility for that, and they need to take ownership. And sometimes, you know, a big part of that is that they have to go back to that person, hmm. you know, that they've wronged, and they have to make an amends for that, mm-hmm. you know, and kind of show them the kind of, you know, they're in a different place now than what they were when they made that mistake.
Right, and that would be a big risk, but what a huge relief.
Exactly.
You know, to do that. And I think the other thing people need to remember is that if you are a person of faith, that Christ forgives you and
absolutely.
You can move on, even though you still are accountable, you still will have consequences because of the choice you made.
Right.
He is still forgiven for you. That's why he died on the cross for us. So,
absolutely.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with Greg Skibinski, who's the executive director for the Agape Counseling Group, and we're going to be back talking more about self-forgiveness and resentment. Be right back.
Feeling depressed or wrestling with an addiction? Please know that you are not alone and there is help. Agape Counseling has Christian counselors, social workers, psychologists, and support staff committed to a therapeutic process that ministers to you, the whole person. They can assist you and your family in your pursuit to become all of who we are created to be. With three locations in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington, Illinois, Agape Counseling looks forward to the opportunity to serve you. Visit them online at agapecounselors.net or call 309-263-5565.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and we're so happy to have you joining us this morning, particularly on a topic that really isn't discussed much, and it's on self-forgiveness. And we have Greg Skibinski with us here in the studio. He's the executive director for the Agape Counseling Group, which has offices in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington. You know, Greg, we're talking about self-forgiveness. Now, what about resentment, because that probably ties in mm-hmm. very much so with self-forgiveness.
Yeah, it does. You know, a lot of times what happens is that I think we're all prone. We get angry at times, and that can kind of feed into just frustration. Mm-hmm. And especially like if it's, you know, in regards to, I guess I'm thinking more of a coupleship, you know, as an example, where you're frustrated and my partner keeps continuing to do this behavior and it really kind of just bothers me, you know, every time that he does it, whether maybe if he doesn't pick up his socks or clothes or doesn't make it into the hamper or whatever it might be, time and time again, I told the person and they still do this. That frustration and that anger towards that, it's kind of like feeling like they're not being heard or they're not being listened to. Mm-hmm. So what tends to happen is that frustration balls into kind of that resentment. You know, and I think that when we hold on to that resentment, it just kind of starts to put a barrier up between the two people, you know. So it's about kind of like trying to reflect on that, like in terms of the forgiveness, maybe there was just something that was going on that particular day that they had forgotten to do that or you know, something else might have been going on rather than trying to point the finger, try to be angry with them or the frustration, or rather than keeping it and internalizing it, kind of express it to them, mm-hmm. you know, by kind of letting them know, hey, you know, this happened again. And when you do that, it really bothers me, you know. So can you try to do a better job of that?
Mm-hmm. Now, here's an interesting question for you. Does hanging on to resentment have advantages?
You know, I think it does, because I think it is kind of that attractive way for people sometimes to put a barrier around themselves, You know, it's more of kind of like a self-protection kind of mode. So like the example, like the little nuances that may happen around the house, you know, forgetting to put the dishes away or whatever, that it could be a way of just feeding and reinforcing that wall. Like for whatever reason that, you know, sometimes we do that. You know, it's a self-protection. We want these barriers or we want these walls around us. But, you know, that really kind of impedes the communication process, of course, because then we start internalizing it and we're not talking about it. And you know, it affects kind of the transparency and just the vulnerability in the couple. So in one way, we think that, okay, well, it kind of feeds the wall and it protects us. I'm just going to hold on to this anger or this resentment, because resentment can have a power to it too. There's like a feeling that some – and sometimes people like that. You know, it could be more of kind of like a control.
Right. You're not going to hurt me.
Right.
So I'm going to have this resentment wall up.
Right.
And things aren't just going to bother me because I have this resentment there.
And sometimes people think it's a good thing, but really it works against the relationship. It works against the coupleship.
Mm-hmm, right. So now what are the disadvantages and the flip side to that, to resentment?
Well, you know, I think what happens is people get stuck. You know, that resentment can have a very negative feel to it, and people can get kind of stuck in the anger and just the meanness of it, you know, and that can not only have an impact on, like, you know, we were talking about a coupleship, but it can kind of feed into the whole entire family as well. Or it can feed into other relationships that they might have with their friends. You know, it's kind of one of those things where I always ask, you know, what type of friends do you want? What type of people do you hang out with? People who are happy and laughing all the time? Or is it one that you'd rather want to be or hang around someone who's mean and nasty all the time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and be full of anger. Like, there's a choice there. Who do you want to hang out with?
You know, I think you make a very, very good point. There was a lady I knew years ago who got divorced and was very, very bitter about it. Mm-hmm. And whenever she had the opportunity, she would slam her former spouse.
Yeah.
I mean, even running into her in the grocery store, and it got to the point where I would see her and avoid her like the plague. I might say hi
right.
and keep going. But I think people have to look at that when you have these resentments type of feelings, and also, too, you're not forgiving yourself and this anger and things are building up.
Yeah.
Other people sense it. You might think you're hiding it.
Right.
But you're not. And it feeds into your workplace, your personal relationships, faith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are just a lot of things that it takes a hit on. So that's where people probably need to come and see people like you.
Exactly.
A therapist.
And you know what? And that's what I always ask them when, you know, like, so they tell me about their past and the anger and all that. You can kind of see it on their face. I mean, you can tell.
And in their body.
Oh, sure. You hold on to that stuff. Their shoulders or just kind of like, you know, by the look on their face and just kind of their body posture, if there's someone that you can kind of approach and say hi to, or is it, if it's someone that you're going to avoid.
Right.
You know, they kind of they give that off. So one of the questions that I always ask is, you know, my clients is, so how's that working for you? You know, when you're holding on to all that in the meanest, so how's that working for you? You know, and a lot of times they're saying, well, you know, I friends don't call anymore. Nobody wants to stop by. I don't get invited to go out to lunch anymore, or, you know, or to do things. And so they really do start need to take a look at what's going on within them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and working on probably some of those resentments.
Right. And you know? I'm sure it's very hard. I think it would be, even for myself personally, to really take a hard look at ourselves, because we try so much to be something else.
Right.
And especially when you're holding on to resentments and things like that, and you're really trying hard not to show that. But then when you're forced to look at yourself in reality, you know, that's a whole other picture. So, Greg, if somebody's listening and they're thinking, oh, I don't have resentment. Or maybe they are saying, I do have resentment. I am identifying with this. And not only that, but there are some things I've done that I really haven't forgiven myself. When is the smart time to go to a therapist?
You know what? I'm kind of biased because that's what I do.
That's
so
what
I'm going to say
correct.
It's always a good time to go to a therapist. You know, someone who's non-judgmental, not going to judge you, to talk, to vent, to get that stuff out. I think it's very beneficial. But I also think, you know, that a lot of times people just carry that weight with them. you know, the meanness, the anger, the resentments, like all of that, the shame, the guilt, like we've talked about, like people, you know, like it does have an effect on our bodies.
Yes.
You know, it weighs on our heart. Mm-hmm. You know, there are those kind of the dark spots, and it does. It kind of have, you know, heavy burden on your shoulders. So it's kind of like carrying a bad backpack, you know. So if you feel like you have that, you know, or anger, or maybe, you know, at the suggestion of a friend or a family member, you know, like, hey, maybe you need to talk to somebody about that. Definitely listen to what they're saying and suggestion for you. They care about you. They love you. And why not, mm-hmm. you know, make the call.
And not to have shame tied with it, because right. a lot of people will say, oh, if I go to a therapist, that's weak. No, quite the opposite.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times people, and I still hear this, I think that it's out there just kind of like, you know, the media or in movies, kind of people give therapy, you know, kind of a bad rap. And they're surprised when they step into my office and I have a couch, you know, and it, sure, you sit on it, you can lay on it, you know, and you know, people laugh at that. But counseling and therapy, it's really a strength. It's not a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of times people feel like they have to be like so broken down in order to go in, when really, you know, what happens is it is about building them up and helping them through that. But they don't have to even be that far along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's just a great place for people to come in and to get validation.
Right.
You
Very
know,
true.
Or if they are stuck, because, you know, sometimes we spin our tires in the mud. We try to keep doing the same thing over and over again, and we expect a different outcome, and it just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes by going to someone who's not involved.
Right, the third party that you're safe with.
And objective.
Right.
You know, and who's somebody who isn't there to embarrass you or to judge you. And when you can kind of share that and get just good feedback or that, it's a huge benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Huge benefit
for
people.
I think it is too, and I highly encourage it. Now, how do you know if you have forgiven yourself?
You know, I think it's one of those things you're going to feel it within yourself, you know. I guess I think, you know, people say that they when they share and they let go, that there's a relief that comes along with that. They start to feel happier.
Mm-hmm.
They have a better, much better clarity. They can think about other things rather than that one
Focus.
Negative event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or several of those negativity. They can kind of like think freer. They just feel so much better, like even just health-wise. You know, maybe they're not having the headaches like they used to. Maybe they're sitting more straight.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're able to, as they're doing their hair or getting ready in the morning, that they're actually able to kind of look themselves in the mirror and like the image that they're seeing back at them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the costs or the results of failing to forgive ourselves? I think that would be huge.
You know, and I think that that's where it really has an effect on people as far as their self-esteem, like low self-esteem, low self-worth. You know, they tend to be very just overly defensive on things right away. And kind of that just has it puts a distance in terms of in their relationships with people. You know, that they're very kind of quick to kind of, you know, defensive or blaming and kind of be able to fire off at people. They continually are often being hurt by just that unresolved pain that they have.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like an open wound. And anything that has kind of a similar trait or something to that, it's going to trigger it within them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to – it causes suffering. You know, like people who have that unresolved pain and things in them, they suffer from that.
Sure they do.
Yeah.
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 And it unfortunately is reflected on others after a while. You can only hold it in.
Sure. And that unnecessary guilt that they have and that sense of kind of remorse, it wears us down.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah,
know?
It does.
So it's about kind of like, okay, I got this going on within me, but you really have to want to kind of work towards letting that go.
Mm-hmm. Letting it go. That's a huge one. Now, what about the benefits of forgiving yourself, the flip side of that?
Definitely. You know, I think one of the things that we have to realize is that we're all human and that we make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know? But
Wait,
I think
we do?
Yeah. You know, we are not perfect.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I think that's one of the things that I've found with my kids, you know, that when I do make a mistake, you know, I'm like, wow, I just screwed that up majorly. Mm-hmm. And I'm really sorry for that.
Right.
You know, because I think that part of our job as parents is where we should be able to role model that for our kids. We're not going to be perfect. We're going to screw up. But then how do we repair that? You know, a big thing that one of our had a conversation with our owner, Gino, about this, and he's just a great guy. But he says that we constantly live in a state of harmony, disharmony, and repair in all our relationships, you know, whether if it's our personal one with our spouse or within our family or with our kids or just friendships.
Or business even.
Or even a business.
Yeah.
So, you know, on a daily basis, I think we kind of can be mindful and think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Harmony, disharmony. But then there's the repair part, and
right.
That repair helps us to get back to that harmony phase.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the misperceptions of what forgiveness is?
You know, I think that forgiveness is definitely not forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think sometimes people think that. Like if I forgive someone, I have to like forget about it too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really about that. Forgiveness is more about you're not going to forget it, but you don't have to hold on to the pain of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to hold on to like the negativity. So it's definitely not forgetting. But it is kind of looking to seek and kind of, you know, wanting to grant that forgiveness to
mm-hmm.
other people and also within yourself.
Yep. Greg, our time is about done, which is amazing. It goes so fast. Any final word of advice for our listenership in regards to forgiveness?
You know, and I think it's important that we all learn how to kind of forgive ourselves first. And when we learn how to do that compassion, then we can kind of share that with other people. But it
mm-hmm.
begins with us.
Right. It does. It begins within yourself. And actually, if you're a believer in Christ, it begins with Christ and a relationship with him. Now, if you want to contact Greg, you can reach him at 263-5565. You can also go to the website at agapecounselors.net. That's all one word, .net. And Greg, thank you again for coming on there. Really do appreciate that. And remember, they've got offices in Morton, Peoria, and also in Bloomington, Illinois. And if you're struggling with this, give a call. He's happy to talk to you, the other counselors there, but check out the website first. Now, I want to thank everybody who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, hosting Healthy You. Be sure to pick up your copy today at one of over 800 locations. You can now read the magazine online and have it sent monthly to your email. Just go to healthycellsmagazine.com, select the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and sign up. And be sure to go out to Facebook, like us too. And if you want to hear any of the past Healthy You radio shows, just head to Healthy Cells Magazine website and you'll find them archived there. You can take it with you on the go. Great shows just like the one we had on self-forgiveness. Until then, God bless you and be in your best health now. We look forward to being with you again next Saturday.
Feeling depressed or wrestling with an addiction? Please know that you are not alone and there is help. Agape Counseling has Christian counselors, social workers, psychologists, and support staff committed to a therapeutic process that ministers to you, the whole person. They can assist you and your family in your pursuit to become all of who we are created to be. With 3 locations in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington, Illinois, Agape Counseling looks forward to the opportunity to serve you. Visit them online at agapecounselors.net or call 309-263-5565.